Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson.
It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we'll talk with sports editor for the Seymour Tribune, Dylan Wallace, the Indiana Cutters, IU men and women's basketball and football, the Indiana Pacers. We will have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we'll look ahead to the week in IU athletics. So let's talk sports. We'll start with the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team, as they lost 30-16 to the Cincinnati Dukes in a preseason game at the Wyoming Rec Center in Cincinnati Saturday night. The Dukes led 24-0 at half. They added a score to make it 30-0 with 11:13 to go in the third quarter. The Dukes, 5 passing touchdowns, but 0-for-5 on 2-point conversions. The Cutters got on the board with a 1-yard touchdown run from Marquise Holt at the 8:30 mark, and then the 2-point conversion from Sidney Moore to Juwan King, and then Rob McCoy's 16-yard touchdown pass to Sidney Moore at the 3:20 mark, along with the 2-point conversion from McCoy, made it 30-16. Cutters linebacker Kyle Franklin had the play of the night, as he hit a Dukes player so hard, the player's helmet had a big hole in it. The Cutters will play the Lake County Warriors on May 22nd in the second preseason game in Indianapolis. IU men's basketball has been busy this week with 2 more players being added to Mike Woodson's roster. 21 prospect Tamar Bates committed, a 6'5 guard from IMG Academy in Florida, originally from Kansas City. Bates had been committed to Texas, but was released from his letter of intent when head coach Shaka Smart left to take the head coaching job at Marquette. Bates is the second 2021 commit, first under coach Mike Woodson. Logan Duncombe, 6'11", from Cincinnati, committed under Archie Miller, and then stayed committed once Woodson became the head coach. Former Northwestern men's player Miller Kopp transfers to IU. Kopp will have 2 years left. He averaged 11.3 points and 3.1 rebounds for the Wildcats. He's 6'7", hit 98 three-pointers the last 2 seasons, hit 87% of his free throws, and he expects to play a more up-and-down style instead of the half-court offense that Northwestern was using. Kopp is from Houston, Texas. IU has now filled all 13 scholarships for next season. Grace Berger makes the cut for the AmeriCup team. They will return to camp June the 1st in South Carolina. The tournament is June 11th through 19th in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The 12-player roster will be announced before the tournament. Berger, 15.4 points, 6.8 rebounds, and 4.8 assists last season for the Hoosiers. Indiana and Notre Dame have agreed to a home-and-home football series in 2030 and 2031. Indiana will travel to Notre Dame August 31, 2030. Notre Dame will visit Bloomington September 27, 2031. The teams last met at Notre Dame September 7, 1991, when the Irish beat the Hoosiers 49-27. Last met in Bloomington October 21, 1950. Which is the last time the Hoosiers beat the Irish 20-7. Notre Dame leads the all-time football series 23-5-1, and the Irish have won the last 6 meetings. Indiana and Connecticut will play their football game that was canceled September 20th, 2020 due to COVID-19 on September 26th, 2026 in East Hartford. The Hoosiers and the Huskies have played 3 times. Indiana won at home September 21st, 2019, 38-3. The Huskies won in Bloomington September 23rd, 2006, 14-7, and 34-10 August 30th, 2003 in East Hartford. Indiana has earned the number 3 seed for the NCAA Men's Soccer Tournament. The tournament will take place in the state of North Carolina on April 29th and conclude May 17th. The Hoosiers are 9-1-1. They will await the winner of Milwaukee and St. Francis Brooklyn. That game will be played April 29th at 5 o'clock. The Hoosiers will play May 2nd, Sunday at 5 o'clock. And the committee plans to allow up to 25% capacity for all games. Those games will take place in Wilmington, North Carolina. The Hoosiers will make their 34th straight appearance, which extends the longest active streak in the country and 45th overall in 48 seasons. Hoosiers were given the automatic bid by winning the Big Ten Conference Tournament. The Indiana Pacers, 28-31 in the Central Division, lost to San Antonio 109-94, beat Oklahoma City 122-116, beat Detroit 115-109. They will host Portland tomorrow, Thursday host Brooklyn, and Saturday at Oklahoma City. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving Company local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. Well, in high school softball, Edgewood beat Brown County 39-2. They lost to Sullivan 10-1 and beat Linton 10-0. Bloomington North beat Terre Haute North 9-8. Bloomington South lost to Terre Haute South 10-3. In baseball, Edgewood lost to Columbus East 3-0, beat Brown County 25-1 in 5 innings, and beat Sullivan 2-0. Bloomington North beat Terre Haute North 4-3. Split a doubleheader with Mooresville, lost game 1 17-4 in 6 innings, and won game 2 4-3. Bloomington South lost to West Vigo 5-0. Beat Guerin Catholic in a doubleheader 7-0 and 9-3. Girls tennis, Bloomington North lost to Columbus North 5-0. Edgewood lost to Indian Creek 4-1. Boys golf, Edgewood was 6th at the Edgewood Invite, and then Bloomington North beat Edgewood 9-0 in match play, and Bloomington North was 6th at the Terre Haute Invite. And in boys and girls track, Bloomington North won the Edgewood Invitational, as the Cougars had 159.5 points. That is a look at our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard. When we come back, we'll talk to Seymour Sports Tribune editor Dylan Wallace. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest. He is the sports editor of the Seymour Tribune, formerly of SI Indiana. Dylan Wallace is my guest. Dylan, pleasure to have you. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to come on the show. I'm excited to get going here.
Absolutely. Well, first off, congratulations. You just took the job at the Seymour Tribune as the new sports editor. You're an IU grad. You were working for SI Indiana. So talk about the transition from college sports to now covering high school.
Yeah, it's a lot different. I think there's definitely some positives and negatives in both ways. You know, obviously, as you know, covering college, it's a little bit more protected. You know, you go through sports informatic directors, you go through certain things. And then high school, you know, you pretty much have a direct relationship with the coaches and the players. It's a lot easier to maybe get some cooler stories and talk to people. You really get embedded more into the community. So that's a really cool part about high school sports. Obviously, you know, it's no question in a school like IU, D1, Big Ten, you know, the level of talent's much different. You know, I watched a baseball team lose 26-0 on Monday night. So you're kind of like, know, there's some things there where, you know, you try to find, it's difficult sometimes to find, you know, something to write about in a game like that. It's definitely a change. I had done some high school stuff. The Times was from Indiana when I was an intern there, you know, when I was in college still. So I kind of knew what to expect. But it's definitely a big transition, especially when you're coming from a school like Indiana, where the fan base is huge. They're so passionate. Everything you do, you're going to get interactions with. And this is obviously just a much different thing. It's a paper, you know, 6 days a week. But yeah, no, it's really cool. It's been fun to sort of meet certain coaches and teams and players and get to hear their stories. I've liked it a lot. I've liked the transition, but it's definitely a whole different world down there than it is in Bloomington covering IU.
And it's also probably different from where you come from up in Crown Point, Indiana. You know, you go from Northwest Indiana down to Southern Indiana. So I'm sure an area that you're not familiar with is definitely a transition, and then trying to figure out all the people that are now involved in all the different high schools down there in Jackson County.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I was joking with some people, like, for some reason, I just keep going more south, like, as I've gotten older. You know, I grew up in Northwest Indiana and Crown Point. You know, I'm like 40 minutes from Chicago, and, you know, I'm a Chicago sports fan. That's all I like. And then I come, you know, down south to Bloomington for school. I stay there for 4 years, and then, you know, an extra year to work at SI, and then I go even more south, you know, to Seymour. And that's, my editor there told me that one time he went to Northwest Indiana, he's like, it's a whole different world up there. And I said, how do you think I feel down here? It's a whole different world to me down here. And it truly is. Yeah, it's been something. It's been really cool. I mean, all the athletic directors at the schools, I cover five high schools down there. All the ADs have been really helpful, kind of getting in contact. You know, I got my whole list of coaches' numbers and everything. So it's been sort of a surprisingly easy transition. I think the first 2 days were pretty difficult, just kind of learning the ropes and how things work. About halfway through week three here, I think I've really gotten a grip of things. You know, the coaches have all been really nice and helpful. It's been fun, and I hope I'm producing content that people want to read down there.
Well, you definitely have a lot of tradition down there with the likes of Seymour, Brownstown Central, Trinity, yep. Lutheran. What are you looking forward to the most as we get to football and basketball in the fall and winter?
Nick, we talked about this before we kind of started here. You know, the Seymour basketball gym, I've never been in there. I haven't seen it. I've been to Seymour High School, obviously, a couple of times over the past few weeks, but I've been outdoors with baseball and track. So I haven't seen the basketball gym yet. Really excited to see a game there. I'm sure even, you know, if when Semi-State goes there, even if the team I'm covering isn't there, I might still be able to go and just provide coverage in that sort of sense. I'm also just excited for football season. You know, obviously, Friday night high school football is just a, you know, it's a nationwide thing that everybody sort of likes. And I remember it when I was in high school. I remember it. I haven't been in like a high school paper during football season. You know, I've done things over the summer as an intern. Obviously, I started this new job now. It's spring. Never been around football season. So I'm really excited for sort of that Friday night grind of football. I'm excited to do that. And then obviously, as I mentioned, see that Seymour gym will be cool. You know, football and basketball are probably the two big sports that I know best. So those will be cool to start covering. But I really like everything I'm doing right now. I love covering tennis. That's been really fun lately. Definitely come the fall, you know, football on Friday nights will be really cool. And then basketball season, obviously, seeing some of the cool gyms around Indiana. We know how much Indiana loves basketball. I think high school basketball around the state's picking up a little bit here. So that's going to be really fun to cover.
The Seymour sectional is always a tough sectional with the likes of Jeffersonville, New Albany, Floyd Central, Seymour, Bedford North, Lawrence, and Jennings County. So you're definitely going to be in one of the toughest and most competitive sectionals in the state every year getting to cover that. Not to mention that Brownstown Central has one of the best volleyball teams in the state year in and year out.
Yeah, that'll be really cool too. I'm excited to see volleyball. I had some volleyball people reach out and say, oh, excited to meet you in the fall and all that. So that's going to be fun. Man, I'm hoping, you know, there's the next coming of like Romeo Langford from New Albany, and I can, you know, see them come to Seymour and have some crazy packed gym and stuff like that. You know, I'm excited to kind of see the players that the teams that I cover play. And, you know, it's just going to be really a fun time, I think.
Well, and you're also going to have Seymour's AD and boys basketball coach, Kirk Manns, former Indiana All-Star and a former player at Michigan State. Have you gotten to talk to him yet? And what's the relationship like with him? And did you know who he was beforehand?
No, I did not know that he played at Michigan State or did any of that. I actually haven't really had a chance to talk to him much. So that's going to be something to kind of look forward to. I'm sure I could maybe get a couple of really nice stories out of that. Maybe talk to some of my Big Ten, you know, connections that I had covering IU and see if they're interested in kind of listen to what he has to say. That's really cool, though. I'm excited to sort of meet him and have some of those conversations.
Now, before we switch into the college game, you know, you're from Crown Point. Your alma mater won the girls' state championship in 4A. You were talking about you went to school with Grant Gillon, who was at IU and then transferred out, and then Sasha Stefanovic, who's at Purdue, you're behind you in school. How cool is it to see kids from your school play in the Big Ten, and you know, you get to watch them night in and night out? I've always had that pride getting to watch some of these kids from Bloomington be at that next level, and the guys I grew up with, such as like Rex Grossman. How cool is that for you to see kids from your school doing the same thing?
Well, first off, I'm a Bears fan, so Rex Grossman, thanks for the Super Bowl appearance. And it's super cool. You know, I know Sasha Stefanovic obviously goes to Purdue. You know, I went to IU, so, you know, we're not supposed to like Purdue or anything like that. But it was really cool. I had actually done a feature story on him. When I was on my high school paper called Inklings, I did a story on him and his dad, who played professionally for like Supersonics and played in Serbia. It was just super cool. And then, you know, I had watched him. I don't know if you remember this, but I think it must have been 2016 because I was a senior. He hit this crazy like half court buzzer beater against Valparaiso in the sectional to advance us to regionals. And that was super cool to see. I've seen him have success at Purdue. You know, I didn't really know how he would fit there. And, you know, he's been a really lights out shooter for them. And that's been really fun to see. It's really cool to see that. And, you know, there's just been a bunch of really good athletes coming out of just that region in general. You know, Brandon Newman's also on Purdue. He's from Valpo. I got to see Glenn Robinson play when he was at Lake Central. You know, there's just a bunch of really good players that have come from that area. You know, I know Jalen Washington, he's a class of 2023 guy from Indiana. IU had offered him maybe last summer. So, you know, there's a bunch of kids that, you know, from that area that I really like to see and root for. So that's a really cool thing. And, you know, as you mentioned, just sort of the pride of seeing kids, you know, from your area, maybe that you saw play when you were with them in school, or even if they're younger and they just come from that era, you just kind of have a little bit more of a rooting interest toward them, I guess. So, yeah, that's been really fun to see.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Dylan Wallace after this timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
I'm injury attorney Matt Lloyd. With an injury claim, don't leave cash on the table by not realizing all the Indiana laws that can help you. The insurance company won't tell you about them. But call me for a free consultation to learn all the important steps to get the best settlement. Call or text 812-333-MATT or go online to myinjurycase.com. Let's join forces and fight for a settlement that makes sense for you. 812-333-MATT.
Back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest from the Seymour Tribune, Dylan Wallace, formerly of SI Indiana. Dylan, we were talking about the high school coverage that you're about to embark on. Now let's talk about all the college coverage that you got to do for SI Indiana football, women's basketball, some men's basketball. Given the situation with the pandemic this year, how hard was it to be able to cover stuff? A lot of probably virtual stuff, and how many games did you actually get to attend?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of crazy. You know, I took the job in about July of 2020. So, you know, we were a couple of months into the pandemic. At that point, everyone kind of realized that things weren't really going back to normal for a while. And I remember I moved back down to Bloomington because I was at home for a bit, because I sent home from school and I graduated in May, took this job in like July. And, you know, there was a lot of uncertainty, especially because, as you remember, you know, the football season was for Big Ten was originally not going to happen in the fall. So, you know, I'm just kind of like, what am I going to write about? You know, what are we going to have to do? Or, you know, what's going to happen with basketball season? Are they going to push that back even farther? So it was just, you know, at first it was kind of challenging because we really didn't know what was going to happen. But luckily, you know, they came up with a good plan and they had football season. And football season, that where things started, was just an incredible time to cover. Everything was over Zoom, all the press conferences. Even when you were at games, you wouldn't go down to the locker room or anything like that. It'd still be over Zoom. I got to go to a decent amount of the football games. I went to the first one when they played Penn State, which is just Can't kick off season any way better than that. I went to Michigan State in East Lansing for a game. I saw the Maryland game at home. Unfortunately, that was when Michael Penix got hurt. I'm trying to remember some of the other ones I went to. Those were some of the main ones. And then the coolest thing was I got to go to Tampa for the Outback Bowl, and that was really cool. Unfortunately, I lost. But, man, after watching football games in an empty stadium for the whole regular season. Oh, I also went to Wisconsin. That was really cool. So going to Camp Randall, and that was obviously a big win for them as well. But watching the regular season in an empty stadium And then going to the Outback Bowl where, you know, it wasn't anywhere near full capacity, but there were just people in the stands at least. You know, when IU was able to, like, score a touchdown or, you know, get a big defensive stop, I mean, it sounded so loud in there. Like, it sounded like it was sold out. It's because we're not accustomed to hearing full arenas, you know, lately. And so just the experienced fans there, to be in Tampa in, you know, New Year's Eve, we went down, flew down New Year's Eve. That was really cool. And just to be there for a week or so, you know, we kind of made a little bit of vacation out of it in addition to covering the game. It was super fun, super cool time to cover a bowl game. Everything was online, but yeah, it was a fun time. I was really kind of grateful to sort of have that opportunity to cover IU athletics during that time where, you know, football, women's basketball were the two I primarily covered, and they had amazing seasons. You know, the football team was awesome. They didn't get to a New Year's Six Bowl. I wish they would have. That would have been really cool. And then, you know, obviously it was women's basketball. You know, they started in late November, I believe. They just had a really, really good run, a really fun run. And, you know, they got to the Elite Eight. And it was I was hoping they were going to beat Arizona because I was planning to go to the Final Four. I was going to go down to San Antonio for the Final Four if they got there. And they're one game away, and I was making plans to get ready to go down there. But obviously, I covered, you know, their whole tournament run remotely, which was all right. I met you at Bankers Life for the Big Ten tournament, so we got to go there and cover a game. I got to be at every women's basketball game in Assembly Hall. I didn't go to any road games, but all the ones in Assembly, I was able to go there. And then I went to a couple of men's games in Assembly. I went to the Illinois one that went to overtime. That was a pretty good game. And then I went to one of their early ones against, I don't know, North Alabama or something like that. So they obviously won that one. So yeah, definitely some really cool experiences to kind of still be in an arena and watch live sports when most people didn't get to do that. So I was lucky to be one of the few that were able to go to, you know, Memorial Stadium, Assembly Hall, Raymond James Stadium, Camp Randall, you know, all these different places, even though we were in a pandemic. So that was really cool. It was a really fun time and a lot of really good stories coming out of there because IU, as I said, they were really good in the two programs that I covered.
Did you ever adjust to the no fans or very little fans?
I think I got used to it. Being in Assembly Hall with no fans is probably the weirdest thing. Because, man, I have had a bunch of experiences there, whether I was covering the team, Florida State game my senior year in 2019. They played Duke when I was a sophomore in Assembly Hall, and that was crazy. North Carolina when I was a freshman, that was Crean's final year. Ogunanobi, you know, I've been in some crazy, crazy environments in Assembly Hall. So I think that was probably the one that when I first went to one of the men's and women's games, I was like, it felt so weird to essentially hear nobody in there. They had, like, piped in crowd noise, and it was just sort of like a loud static. It wasn't really it was just really weird. You know, eventually as the game went on, you don't even hear it anymore. So like, it was just super weird to kind of experience that for sure. But I think I did get pretty used to it. You know, I think that's going to be even more weird when I see a full stadium again. And I feel that sort of energy and I feel that sort of environment. So I think that's going to be even weirder than seeing an empty one. I don't know. It's going to be cool, but I'm counting the days down so I can enter a full Assembly Hall or a full Memorial Stadium or, you know, whatever, Soldier Field, United Center, wherever I may go next for a sporting event. I hope the stadiums can be full and fans can be there and making noise because that makes sports fun, a lot of fun. So, but yeah, I think I got used to it though as the season went on. Unfortunately, it felt normal. You don't want that to feel normal because you want things to go back to how they used to be, but it felt normal, I would say, as the season went on for me.
Is there a moment this year that stood out to you?
The Penn State game for football was just crazy. It was the first game of the season. There are decently high expectations for IU. You know, they were obviously riding a little bit of momentum away from the prior season, even though they lost the Gator Bowl. And, you know, you had everybody back. And there were moments in that game where it sort of felt like same old IU. You know, they have a lead going into the fourth. They're going to blow it. They're going to turn it over. You know, Sean Clifford throws like a 40-yard bomb to some dude wide open. You know, there's a big defensive error, and it just feels like this is the same thing that IU fans have been going through the past, you know, decade or so with Indiana football in terms of that. And then all of a sudden you just sort of felt something change. The final drive that Penix led them down in the fourth quarter to tie the game up and convert the two-point conversion. The two-point conversion didn't seem like the first one in regulation, not the dive for the pylon, but the first one, you know, he took it himself as well. It looked like he had nowhere to go, and he made it through there. You know, he made this crazy throw where he was like, his mask was pulled. He wasn't even looking, and he completed it to Jacoby Hewitt. Like, there were just some crazy moments at the end of that game, and especially, obviously, the overtime where they go for two and he dies for the pylon, where you just – it was sort of a turning point for the program where it's like, these guys now know how to make plays that win games as opposed to the opposite. And I think I'll never probably forget that game because, first of all, it was the first pandemic sporting event that I attended it was just crazy that the what they were able to do in that game and sort of the momentum changes and the, I guess the guts for them to just go for the throw and go for the win. That stands out to me. I'll never kind of forget. Maybe I was at the game that turned things around for Indiana football. I don't know. We'll see how things turn out. But that was really cool. The women's game against Michigan this past year in Assembly Hall was awesome. I mean, energy was high right from the tip. It was super, super energized, as I said. You know, that was a really good game, and it felt like IU might have – it felt like they were kind of trying to lose that game, but they turned things around in the fourth quarter. They got the win. It was super physical, and people were chirping at each other. That was really fun to be at, too. Those are probably the two games from the pandemic this past season that I went to. I was like, wow, those were some awesome games. You walk away from it being like, wow, I just watched, like, a great game.
Well, there's a lot to look forward to, especially this year with IU men's basketball having a new coach, IU women's basketball coming off an Elite Eight appearance in IU football. What are you most looking forward to?
Oh, that's a tough question. can I say all three? I mean, it's honestly, I mean, this is a great time for you to be an Indiana Athletics fan, not even just for those three. Men's soccer, they're about to start their NCAA tournament run in the next few weeks. Swimming and diving is always really good. You know, volleyball is going to have like 12 freshmen in the fall, and they're kind of trying to rebuild there. Softball and baseball are doing their things right now. You know, it's a really good time to be an IU sports fan. And I think now you're seeing those sort of big three really get things rolling. You know, football and women's basketball did so this past year. And all that was left is sort of men's basketball. Like, can they get the things back on track? And I think, man, can you imagine what this offseason would have been like if Archie Miller was still the head coach? I mean, I feel like it'd be negative. There wouldn't be a lot to look forward to. But now there is just so much positive energy around the program. And, you know, you haven't seen them take the floor of that. You don't know what they're going to look like. You don't know what their rotation will be. You don't know how players will work out, this or that. And that's fine. But just the sheer sort of excitement and positivity around this program right now is what it needed. That's going to be really good for them. Man, if Assembly Hall can have a full crowd next year, that place is going to be rocking for a lot of games. I'm excited about football as well. Now that I'm at the Seymour Tribune and I'm not going to be covering IU anymore, I got a young alum season ticket package that I was able to order and buy. So I got my season tickets for IU football that I'm going to be ready to go tailgating and going to games. I mean, I missed that this past fall. That's going to be really fun. And then women's basketball, it's going to be really interesting to see what they're going to do. They're going to have basically their entire team back that played last year. Allie Pack will come back for like a seventh year of college basketball. That's just crazy. You know, they still got Nicole Cardano-Hillary, Mackenzie Holmes, Alexa Goulbe, Grace Berger, she's playing with like Team USA right now. So she's obviously having a really, you know, probably beneficial summer to her development. So, I mean, it's going to be really fun to kind of see what they're able to do, how they're going to build off an Elite Eight appearance. You know, that's hard. It's not an easy thing to replicate. And, you know, if they're able to get farther than that, I'm assuming they're going to be Big Ten favorites to win the Big Ten title next year. That's something that they haven't done in a while, or maybe ever done. I can't remember. So, you know, it's an exciting time for IU sports fans, to be honest. I mean, you have all the programs are kind of humming right now, are heading in the right direction. So it's going to be a great fall and a great winter when football and basketball return. I'll tell you that for sure.
Can't wait for that. Well, Dylan, I thank you very much for joining me. Congratulations on your new job. Best of luck to you, and we'll definitely do this again soon.
Absolutely. This was great. Thank you so much for having me on.
My thanks to Dylan Walsh for being my guest this week. Busy week in IU sports. Women's tennis at versus Minnesota at the Big Ten Tournament in Madison Wednesday at 11 a.m. Men's tennis Thursday at Wisconsin, 3 p.m. in the Big Ten Tournament. Track and field hosts the Billy Hayes Invitational Friday and Saturday. Rowing hosts the Dale England Cup Friday and Saturday at Lake Lemon. Baseball hosts Iowa Friday through Sunday. Softball hosts Michigan State Friday through Sunday. Water polo is at the MPSF Championships Friday through Sunday in Tempe, Arizona. Men's golf, the Big Ten Championship Friday through Sunday at Crooked Stick in Carmel. And men's soccer will play either Milwaukee or St. Francis, Brooklyn, 5 p.m. in the second round of the NCAA tournament in Wilmington, North Carolina. Thanks for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.